Vancouver, British Columbia's opposition attorney general critic is questioning the apparent mistreatment of a lawyer after he asked for the rewording of Law Society training material about residential schools. Dallas Brody of the BC Conservatives says on social media that she'll reach out to BC Attorney General Nikki Sharma and the Law Society of British Columbia in the coming days about the situation facing lawyer James Heller. Brody's posts on Saturday shared a link to an article about Heller, who unsuccessfully pushed last year for the Society's training material to say there were potentially burial sites at a former residential school in Kamloops, BC, instead of using more definitive language. Heller is now suing the Society over what he calls false and defamatory imputations of racism that he says the Society republished, while Brody says in her posts that there are zero confirmed child burial sites at the school. The Tkamlupste Sekwepem First Nation said in 2021 that ground-penetrating radar provided confirmation of the remains of 215 children at the school site, but last year said the radar found confirmation of 215 anomalies. Brody, the Law Society and the Tkamlupste Sekwepem First Nation have not responded to requests for comment, while Heller declined to speak on the record. In her post, Brody says she was compelled to act as the Attorney General critic to ensure lawyers are free to insist upon facts in the legal system. The number of confirmed child burials at the former Kamloops Indian Residential School site is zero, her post says. Can we trust our legal system if lawyers are no longer free to insist upon the facts? In a response also posted to social media, BC Indigenous Relations Minister Christine Boyle calls Brody's comments abhorrent behavior and says there is no place in BC for residential school denialism. Brody had previously drawn criticism for comments made when she was running as a candidate in Vancouver Quilchina in last fall's BC election. She said that when people say they want to be First Nations, that comes with the responsibility to take care of people in the downtown east side. Canada's special interlocutor on unmarked graves and missing children said in a report last year that despite the well-documented reality of residential school deaths, some Canadians have made a concerted effort to attack the truths of survivors, Indigenous families and communities. The report by Kimberly Murray says the Tkamlupste Sekwepem made an announcement confirming that up to 215 potential unmarked burials took place at the Kamloops school site, resulting in global attention for the issue. More than 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend residential schools, the last of which closed in 1996. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 24, 2025. The Canadian Press.